For what's Universal Time, stay tuned for Daybreak Africa coming up after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The UN Security Council is considering a condemnation of North Korea's latest missile tests, one of which landed inside waters that are part of Japan's exclusive economic zone. Koro Besho's Japan's UN ambassador.
In the council, I stressed the importance of this and gravity of this launch and asked for my colleagues to be united in showing the will of the Security Council and send a strong message to the outside world and to DPRK especially.
U.S. Ambassador Samantha Power said there were strong condemnations across the board from all 15 council members.
These actions are a challenge to peace and security. They are a challenge to the founding instruments of the United Nations, which emphasize the importance of peace and security. And so we are going to continue to push for the full implementation of Resolution 2270.
South Korea's ambassador said the North conducted 13 missile tests and fired nearly 30 missiles of varying types this year. Police in Zimbabwe used tear gas and batons to break up a peaceful march in Harare against the rule of President Robert Mugabe.
This is the only way we can do. We are not violent, and we are saying Mugabe must go.
We're demonstrating against the bond notes. We don't want the bond notes because it actually will lead to further corruption and total devaluation of the currency.
We are not armed. We are just having our guns and our flags just to petition to our government that it is failing us.
This is the latest protest against the 92-year-old Mr. Mugabe, who has been in power since 1980. War veterans last week denounced him as a dictator. This is VOA News. With the 20-